Joshua chapter 17. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, that is, for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Asriel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the sons of Joseph by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons but daughters, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahla and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of Yahweh, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. And there fell 10 portions to Manasseh, beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethar, that lies before Shechem, and the border went along on the right hand to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. Now Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the coast descended to the river Kanar, southward of the river. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh also was on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Beth-Shean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, even 3 countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Yet it came to pass, when the children of Israel had grown strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labour, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for as much as Yahweh has blessed me till now? And Joshua answered them, If you are a great people, then get you up to the wood country, and cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you. And the children of Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Beth-Shean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joseph spoke to the house of And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, You are a great people, and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be yours, for it is a woods, and you shall cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they are strong. Joshua chapter 18. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, How long will you slack to go to possess the land which Yahweh God of your fathers has given you? collective out from among you, 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall remain in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall remain in their coasts on the north. You shall therefore describe the land into You shall therefore divide the land into 7 parts, and bring the description here to me, that I may cast lots for you here before Yahweh your God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before Yahweh in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land, and described it by cities into 7 parts in a book, and came again to Joshua to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh, and there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Bethaven. And the border went out, and the border went over from there toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward, and the border descended to Atarothadar, near the hill that lies on the south side of the lower Beth Horon. And the border was drawn therefrom, and turned the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lies before Beth Horon southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjathbaal, which is Kirjathjearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the end of Kirjathjearim, and the border went out on the west, and went out to the well of the waters of Neptoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of Jebusi on the south, and descended to Enrogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to Enshemesh, and went forth toward Geliloth, which is over against the going up of Adummim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Araba northward, and went down to Araba, and the border passed along the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south coast. And the Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin by the coast thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin according to their families were Jericho and Beth Hogla and the valley of Kaziz, and Beth Araba and Zemaraim and Bethel and Avim and Parah and Oprah and Chephar Hamoni and Opni and Gabar, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth and Mizpah and Chephira and Moser and Rechem and Erpeel and Terala and Zelah, Eleph and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Gabith and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. Joshua chapter 19. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was within the children, was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moladah, and Hazar Shual, and Balah, and Azem, and Et and El Tolad, and Bethel, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Berth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Bethlehemoth, and Shaar-Uham, 13 cities and their villages. Ain, Remon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages. And all the villages that were round about these cities to Baalath-Beer, Ramath of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was to Sarid. And their border went up toward the sea, and Marala, and reached to Dabasheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising to the border of Chisloth Tabor, and then goes out to Dabarath, and goes up to Japhia, and from there passed on along to the east of Gitter Hepper, to Itter Haskazin, and goes out to Remon Mathawa to Nea, and the border surrounded it on the north side to Hanathon, and the outgoings thereof are in the valley of Jiphthahil. And Kata, and Nahalal, and Shimron, and Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their border was towards Jezreel, and Chezuloth, and Shunem, and Hapharaim, and Shion, and Anaharath, and Rabith, and Kishion, and Abez, and Rameth, and Enganim, and Enhada, and Bethpazez. And the coast reaches to Tabor, and Shahazima, and Beth Shemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. And their border was Helkath, and Hali, and Betan, and Akshap, and Alamelech, and Amad, and Mishiel, and reaches to Carmel westward, and to Shehor Libnath, and turns toward the sun rising to Beth Dagon, and reaches to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiphthahel, toward the north side of Bethemech, and Neil, and goes out to Cabul on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Hammon, and Cana, even to Great Sidon. And then the coast turns to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre, and the coast turns to Hosah, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast of Aksib. Ummah also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali, according to their families. And their coast was from Halep, from Alon to Zananim, and Adami, Nekeb, and Jabneel, to Lachem, and the outgoings thereof were at the Jordan. And then the coast turns westward to Asnoth Tabor, and goes out from there to Hukok, and reaches to Zebulun on the south side, and reaches to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon the Jordan toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities are Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Chinnereth, and Adamar, and Ramar, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Edri, and Enhazor, and Ion, and Migdalel, Horem, and Beth Anath, and Beshemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ershemesh, and Shalabin, and Ajalon, and Jethlar, and Elon, and Thimnatha, and Ekron, and Eltika, and Gibbethon, and Baalath, and Jehud, and Benabarak, and Gathrimon, and Majarkon, and Rakon, with the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went forth too small for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coasts, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them. According to the word of Yahweh, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-serah, in Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh, before Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Joshua chapter 20. Yahweh also spoke to Joshua, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spoke to you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that kills any person unaware and unwittingly may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that does flee to one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city to them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursues after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbour unwittingly, and hated him not before. And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return, and come to his own city, and to his own house, to the city from where he fled." And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side of Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them, that whoever kills any person unwittingly might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. Joshua chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle." And the children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of Yahweh, these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites, and the children of Aaron the priest, which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari by their families had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot to the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, had for theirs, was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron the priest Hebron with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jattir with her suburbs, and Eshtemoah with her suburbs, and Holon with her suburbs, and Debir with her suburbs, and Ain with her suburbs, and Jutta with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Geba with her suburbs, Anathoth with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron the priests were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites which remained of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs, and Kibzaim with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Eltika with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs, Ajalon with her suburbs, Gath Rimmon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with her suburbs, and Gath Rimmon with her suburbs, 2 cities. All the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Beeshterah with her suburbs, 2 cities. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with her suburbs, Dab-Areh with her suburbs, Jarmuth with her suburbs, En-Ganim with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with her suburbs, Abdon with her suburbs, Helkath with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Hamothdor with her suburbs, and Kartan with her suburbs, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. And to the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with her suburbs, and Kartar with her suburbs, Dimnah with her suburbs, Nahalal with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with her suburbs, and Jahazah with her suburbs, Kedemoth with her suburbs, and Mephath with her suburbs, 4 cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, Heshbon with her suburbs, Jazer with her suburbs, 4 cities in all. So all the cities from the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 40 and 8 cities with their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them, thus were all these cities. And Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And Yahweh gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore to their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed no word of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Joshua chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of Yahweh your God. And now Yahweh your God has given rest unto your brethren as he promised them. Therefore now return you and get you to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses the servant of Yahweh charged you, to love Yahweh your God and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side of the Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also to their tents, then he blessed them. And he spoke to them, saying, "Return with much riches to your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very many garments. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren." And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel, out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the borders of the Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard say, "Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of the Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel." And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes of each chief house, a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was a head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And they came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of Yahweh, what trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following Yahweh, in that you have built an altar, that you might rebel this day against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of Yahweh? But that you must turn away this day from following Yahweh, and it will be, seeing you rebel today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass you over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, wherein Yahweh's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us. But rebel not against Yahweh, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar besides the altar of Yahweh our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing, and wrathful on the congregation of Israel, and that man perished not alone in his iniquity. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the thousands of Israel, Yahweh God of gods, Yahweh God of gods, he knows, and Israel he shall know if it is in rebellion or if in transgression against Yahweh. Save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following Yahweh, or if to offer thereon burnt offering or meat offering, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let Yahweh himself require it. And if we rather, and if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak to our children, saying, what have you to do with Yahweh God of Israel? For Yahweh has made the Jordan a border between us, and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in Yahweh, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in Yahweh. Therefore said we, that it shall be, when they should so say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against Yahweh and turn this day from following Yahweh to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, besides the altar of Yahweh our God that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel which were with him heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that Yahweh is among us, because you have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest and the princes returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that Yahweh is God. Joshua chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that Yahweh had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua grew old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old and stricken in age, and you have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to all these nations because of you, for Yahweh your God is he that has fought for you. Behold, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even to the great sea westward. And Yahweh your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight. And you shall possess their land as Yahweh your God has promised to you. Be you therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that you come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. But cling unto Yahweh your God, as you have done unto this day. For Yahweh has driven out from before you, great nations and strong, but as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand, for Yahweh your God, he it is that fights for you, as he has promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that you love Yahweh your God. Else, if you do in any way go back, and cling to the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things have come upon you, which Yahweh your God promised you, so shall Yahweh bring upon you all evil things, until he has destroyed you from off this good land, which Yahweh your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land which he has given to you. Joshua chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yahweh God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nachor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess it, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And he went over to the And you went over the Jordan, and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword nor with your bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labour, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive groves which you planted, not do you eat. Now therefore fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve you Yahweh. And if it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods. For Yahweh our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yahweh, for he is our God. And Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve Yahweh. And Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you Yahweh to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto Yahweh God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, Yahweh our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone, and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man to his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in a hill that pertained to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim.